Well, I'm pleased the way we played. I thought, you know, I thought we frustrated them, and we had one or two opportunities in the first half that, you know, I thought if we could get a goal and let the crowd were nervous today. And even in the second half, when we conceded a silly goal, no complaints about it, the ability that Zabaleta had, I thought he was the biggest threat today, really. So to concede a goal and then another one. But then to get a good goal choked off, you know, for no reason whatsoever, it just feels a little bit harsh. I feel the players have been hard done by, really, all the effort that they've put in. And then 20 minutes to go, it would have been an all game on then, and let's have a go at them. But, you know, they get away with murder. It's a disgraceful decision.
You've seen it again. It is onside.
It's not just onside. It's miles onside. And, you know, top officials should get decisions like that right. Dear me, he's in a bad position. But Wilfred just come from the corner with the defender who plays him onside. So he's got to know that there's a guy in front of him. And he's miles onside. It just defeats me.
And that time of the game as well, it would have been a significant time to score and get back into it.
20 minutes to go, and then in the end, it's a five-a-side knockabout for a minute. You know, they cruise to 3-0 and it's, you know, it looks a foregone conclusion. But it was anything but a foregone conclusion if they do their own job, the officials.
Your side really gave it some in that first half, didn't they? You looked as though you were causing Manchester City problems all over the pitch.
Yeah, we did. And you know, you got to take pluses out of that. It's disappointing to lose like we did, but there are a lot of pluses today. I'm disappointed for the players because they put so much in and we go away with so little. It is frustrating, but the times will change. I'm sure we'll get the rubber of the green eventually. They reckon it evens out over the season, so we should get a great second half of the season, really.
And the goal that opened the scoring sort of didn't give you a chance to settle back into that first half rhythm, did it? You had that rhythm going into half-time, and then the goal comes immediately
after. Well, we talk about it, and we slept. I mean, unfortunately, it was one of our defenders, Wardy, who slept, really, and let Zabaleta in. So it's no good, you know, you can only talk about it half-time. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, and we got punished, and even the deflection was a bit fortunate as well, wasn't it? But that's what you get when you're on top.
How do you think your squad's looking going into this Christmas period?
Well, we're a little bit thin up front physically with Chamakh being out, but I can't fault the players. I thought the players did wonderful today, really, and on another day, I think we'd have a chance of getting something.